Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Storytelling, which is as old as the first time someone sat around a fire and described how they tracked and killed their latest meal, takes many forms. This coming weekend, three different types of storytellers will combine for an evening of story and song. Tonight's guest, Brad Woods, and playwright Ince Choi will use words, while the Great Wooden Trio will use song. Brad's on the phone with us tonight to talk about an evening of story and song. But before we get to hear Brad, let's listen to Fly on the Wall from the Great Wooden Trio's self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio.
Billy makes love like he makes his burgers down at the Diamond Boy Grill. Burnt on the outside, raw in the middle, plenty short on the thrill. He knows he's losing what life he has left, he just lets it fritter away. Someday soon he's gonna snap like the grease on a griddle, no one will remember his name. And I am not gonna let it get to me. No, I am not gonna take this fall. I am not gonna let this sad story let it get to me. I'm just living my life like a fly on the wall. Barney makes minimum wage plus tips, serving up shooters and beer. Every single guy in the bar wants to meet her, but nobody ever gets near. She's been pushing away so hard ever since the day she was born. And soon her beauty will fade like glory, and nobody will touch her heart. I am not gonna let it get to me. No, I am not gonna take this fall.
And now to our interview with storyteller Brad Woods. Good evening, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's been a while since we've talked, so let's give our listeners a little bit of background about you. Let's take them back to the beginning. What led you to storytelling?
Well, I think I've always loved stories. You know, you don't always put it that way when you're a kid, but you get to a point as an adult when you realize that that's been something that's been a big part of your life, having my mom read to me, listening to my grandpa's stories, just sort of the movies you choose, you know, that are story driven rather than character driven, and yeah, just sort of falling in love with narrative, and then on top of that, hearing stories told, loving the spoken word, whether that's from a stage or around the table at the pub or the cafe or that kind of thing.
Well, were there any kind of stories in particular that you were drawn to?
That's a good question. I mean, there's lots. One of my earliest memories is just, I remember my mom reading Winnie the Pooh books as one of the ways I just love story and identifying with the different, you know, characters and what they would do next and how their adventures continued. But certainly that personal story, you know, people telling me or getting the opportunity to hear what people are up to, what motivates them, what drives them, and just like I love to hear people's stories. And of course, reflections, you know, telling stories about when I was a kid or something that happened on the way to work, or I suppose all stories happen in the past, so I guess all stories are reflective.
So how did it move from listening to stories to telling stories?
Well, I was actually taking a course, I was in a sociology degree at York University and was taking a course in theater just for fun, an elective, and we had to do a paper on a alternative form of theater, and I had just recently heard about the Toronto, the Storytelling Toronto group, and contacted them and interviewed a guy named Dan Yashinsky, and he said he would agree to the interview if I would volunteer at the festival. He's a bit of a zealot for storytelling, and I went to the festival that year and saw things and heard things that just blew me away, and I thought, I want to be part of this. I loved what I was experiencing and just wanted to. Wanted to get involved.
So did you say he was also one of the influences that were on you as you developed as a storyteller?
Yeah, absolutely. Dan and still is. Dan's become a good friend, but he's incredible. He's carved out a really amazing living as a storyteller and started the Storytelling Festival in Toronto and the organization that's now called Storytelling Toronto, and he's still a major part of that and a big influence,
mm-hmm.
not just here. When I was telling stories at the LA Festival, I remember someone coming up to me in the green room sort of space and said, you're the Canadian? I said, yeah. And they said, oh, say hi to Dan for us. Like he's one of those guys that's just made an impact internationally.
Right. Well, and I get this all the time too, myself. As people have listened to and read some of the stuff I've done, is where do you get your stories from?
Well, I do tell some folk tales. I do like some. You know, I you find those, you read them, you hear other people tell them. Because I hang out at storytelling events, I hear other people that tell traditional tales. I tell a few that come from books, Rudyard Kipling stuff, but the majority of what I do are personal stories. As a father, as a husband, as a teacher, as a brother, you know, as a son, as a friend, as a neighbor. There's stories, you know. I'm sure there's stories from getting to work this morning or getting out of bed. There's something happening all the time if we're keen enough to kind of pay attention to
mm-hmm.
it.
Well, and one of the things that you've done is with your storytelling in that is you've connected with a group called the Great Wooden Trio. And how did that whole association come together? Because you guys have been together for a number of years now.
Yeah, we've been doing that for a long time. So I have friends that were sort of, you know, had rock star dreams way back when. And when that died out, they parred down and the singer and guitarist continued to write and perform together. More acoustic, smaller, pared down, like I said, and I was right at the same time I was writing that paper and interested in sort of exploring the art of storytelling, and that's how it started. And I said, hey, look, I want to try this, but I don't have the the confidence, I guess, to do it on my own. Let's do a night of songs and stories somewhere. And then my brother is an exceptionally talented musician, a drummer and percussionist. And he came on board, so it became this acoustic, an acoustic guitar and a couple of singers, the guitarist and another guy sing, and percussion, and it all woven together with stories. And yeah, we've been doing that for this spring will mark 20 years of us doing that.
Wow.
We thought we would just do as a one-off one night for fun to see what would happen, and we've just continued to do it.
Yeah, it sounds like you might have to have a 20th anniversary celebration there somewhere.
Well, it's funny, actually. We don't do much anymore. They we're all still very close and good friends, obviously, but you get different stage in life and different things. We do have a couple things coming up this spring, but the four of us don't do a ton together. I still do a lot with the guitar player. My brother and the guitar player have a trio that they perform in a lot with a local Guelph bass player, but the four of us don't do much anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of fun when we do get an opportunity.
Yeah, and we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about one of those opportunities that you've got coming up this coming weekend. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and finish our continue our conversation with Brad Woods and talk about an evening of story and song. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Love is nothing but a crazy fantasy. We waste away every hour in the hope of what will be. The better days, the future's in our hands and we still hold the key. That's okay, an open book is what I want my life to be. Life to be.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Happy Ever After from Great Wooden Trio member Kev Morse and his solo CD In the Blood. I'm your host Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Brad Woods. And we talked about, you talked about the, some of the collaboration you've done with Great Wooden Trio and with Kev, and you know, you've got an event coming up this coming weekend, a story, an evening of story and song. Where did that whole idea come from?
So the one we're doing coming up in Guelph, we're doing two. So maybe that's the reunion tour. Maybe these two shows at the end of the month are not reunion but anniversary tour. Inns Choi is a, as I'm sure you know, a really celebrated and acclaimed playwright in Toronto, and he contacted us. He's a storyteller as much as anything, and he contacted us and asked if he said he had some new material, some poems and songs and stories, and wondered if we would be interested in sharing a couple of nights with him to try out some new material live. And so we're doing an evening with him in Guelph on the 27th, and then again at Soul Pepper on the 29th.
Well, and I mean, people may know Inns from Kim's Convenience, which, you know, started off as a Toronto Fringe Festival hit, has gone on to success on the Soul Pepper stage and right across Canada, and now as a series on CBC. But he's also done a lot of story stuff. His Subway Stations of the Cross is very much a collection of stories and song that he does himself.
Yeah.
And that. How did you connect with Inns?
Through a group called Imago, which you're familiar with.
Yeah.
John Franklin runs an organization in Toronto called Imago Arts, and John is an old friend, and really a mentor to us, to all of the guys in the trio. He's just a wonderful, wonderful guy, committed to helping artists in any way he can, as an advocate and a fundraiser and all kinds of things. And Inns is also connected to Imago, and so I think originally probably met as we were both part of an Imago evening that gets put on two or three times a year. And we have, I'm a friend of Inns. I've known him for a number of years, but more than anything else, I'm a fan. So I've gotten to see him a number of times perform the play Kim's, as well as Subway Stations of the Cross. And he and I have performed together before as well, and shared evenings. So whenever I get an opportunity to be around Inns and what he's doing, I would jump at it.
Mm-hmm. And was this something that he connected with you about, or you connect with him? How did the whole?
Yeah, I think a lot of Subway Stations of the Cross has been primarily in churches, and his other work is in theater. And he knew a lot of what we do is sort of more in pubs and stuff like that. And so he reached out and asked about. About us connecting and doing a couple of, creating a couple of pub nights to do together of stories and songs.
Right. Now, what's your part? What is your part in the evening?
Me personally, to tell some stories. The Great Wooden Trio will be together. We're thinking of new and creative ways to present what we do, is mixing songs and stories, and we'll have 40 minutes and. He'll have about the same, and we'll just spend the evening either splitting it up into smaller chunks or maybe two sets. But I'll tell stories as the guys in the Great Wooden Trio weave music in and around that to support what I'm doing, and then Inns will do a set of his own stuff, which will include music, stories, and poetry.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you hoping people are gonna take away with as they go to an evening like this?
Well, that's a good question. I think stories are a great way to connect. I think we're all storytellers. I think our lives, you know, it's one of the things that makes us unique is stories. So my goal is pretty simple, and it's just to connect with people. It often, when I'm telling stories as an artist, as a performer in front of a crowd, it often elicits stories from others at the intermission or after the show. It's amazing how people want to come and share their stories with me or with us. So, yeah, that's, you know, I don't have any greater, grander goal than that, other than to connect. Ultimately, I guess it builds community, which maybe sounds pretty lofty, but I would hope to do it just by getting up and being willing to tell my stories. And as far as Inns is concerned, I'm not sure what his intent is, other mm-hmm. than, you write what you know about, and you want to get it out there, and the way he does that is through songs and poems and stories as well.
Well, in terms of you mentioned that you know, a lot of the stuff you guys have been doing and it has been in the mainstream settings and that, was that a deliberate choice that the both yourselves and the Great Wooden Trio guys did in terms of getting out and just being influences within the world for this?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I don't, if you call it a calling, which, you know, can be debated as to what that is, I just think called to tell stories wherever that is. And I tell the same stories whether I'm invited into a church or a folk festival or a pub or a theater. You know, I just want to try to tell the truth or certainly, you know, my truth and what I experience and what I see and how I react to it.
Well, let's take one final break, and then we'll come back and finish our conversation with Brad Woods. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Everybody wants the answer. They want a witness to the crime. Yeah, they want the truth laid out for them, plain and simple, black and white. But not every question has an answer that you can easily comprehend. And the search can get so frustrated. Somebody said truth is a river that is sober and slow. Yeah, it's a misty mountain pathway. It's covered up in snow. And if you really want to live there, you'd better get used to all the gray. And trust that the steps you're taking will lead you to grace. Street up on grace. Street. Oh, it's a place where black and white finally meet up on grace. Street. Now the truth can satisfy you. Someday it'll set us all free. But just like anything worth having, you know it doesn't come cheap. So stop that speeding down the highway. Stop looking for a giant sign. And just start lurking in those secret laneways. Look for that crooked little alley and the funky old red brick home. Yeah, I hear the children laughing in the park outside your door.
Stars Connection. You've been listening to Gray Street from the Great Wooden Trio self-titled CD, The Great Wooden Trio. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with Brad Woods. Looking at the evening of Story of Song and the whole aspect of song and story, one of the things I found with when I've been listening to your stories is there's a rhythm in there. Did you ever deliberately sort of develop that rhythm based on, you know, some of the things the guys were doing in the Great Wooden Trio? Or was that something that just came naturally?
Yeah, that's very kind of you to say. I don't think I've done too much intentionally, but I'm definitely a failed musician, and that's where, you know, the stories come from. So I think it comes naturally a bit. This is I would love to, you know, I love to hear that from you. I think that's as high a compliment as I could get to hear that there's sort of rhythm or cadence in the stories. I love the how close they can be to a song sometimes. There's nothing really intentional about that,
mm-hmm.
but I think it. I recognize that it's there as well, and certainly some of the you know, constructs and motifs of stories with repetition and in groups of threes, those things lend themselves to some of the rhythms you're probably talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, give us the final details on when and where an Evening of Story and Song is taking place.
Yeah, so our next big ones, the ones we're real excited about, and that I got to you know, create this talk about with you, which I really appreciate, Robert, is are coming up on the 27th in Guelph at the ANAF on 32 Gordon Street, 7:00, and it's a pay what you can event. So incredible opportunity to see Inns because of his the caliber of his work, to see him at that price and in an intimate venue like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then again on the 29th we're going to be at the Cabaret Space at Soul Pepper Theater in Toronto. So a couple opportunities in the GTA locally here in Guelph on the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then again 2 nights later at Soul Pepper.
Now, is there somewhere specific people can get information about this? I know you've been doing some stuff through social media. Is there a website or where can people find out more about this?
Best way is on Facebook. I suppose the ANAF website. Unfortunately, we don't. The Great Wooden Trio doesn't have have much of a web presence outside of Facebook right now. All that stuff's under construction. But if you look up Kev Morse Music or Inns Choi and the Great Wooden Trio, if you Google that, that it'll come up.
Great. Well, Brad, thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate you doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today and thinking of my guest, Brad Woods. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.